Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm China. Today is the 30th day of September. Welcome. So great to be here with you today. I'm so excited for today. We are jumping into the book of Malachi. Well, actually, we're gonna jump into it and we're gonna finish it. Today we are in the last. Today's the last day we'll read the Old Testament together, which is exciting, and it's also a. What is the word that I'm trying to think of? We're closing the very thing that we've been reading together this whole year. So I don't know about you and what it has looked like for you to read chronologically this year, but. I mean, I love it. This is one of my favorite ways to read the Bible. And I'd be so curious to hear your thoughts and your feelings about it. But today we are in the book of Malachi. We are in chapters 1-4, and we are in the Good News Translation. This is the message that the Lord gave Malachi to tell the people of Israel. The Lord says to his people, "I've always loved you," but they reply, "How have you shown your love for us?" The Lord answers, "Esau and Jacob were brothers, and I have loved Jacob and his descendants, and have hated Esau and his descendants. I have devastated Esau's hill country and abandoned the land to jackals. If Esau's descendants, the Edomites, say, 'Our towns have been destroyed, but yet we will rebuild them,' then the Lord will reply, 'Let them rebuild. I will tear them down again. People will call them the evil country, and the nation with whom the Lord is angry forever. The people of Israel are going to see this with their own eyes, and they will say, 'The Lord is mighty even outside the land of Israel.' The Lord Almighty says to the priests, 'Children honor their parents, and servants honor their masters. I am your father. Why don't you honor me? I am your master. Why don't you respect me? You despise me, and yet you ask, "How have we despised you?" This is how: by offering worthless food on my altar. Then you ask, "How have we failed to respect you?" I will tell you: by showing contempt for my altar. When you bring a blind or sick or lame animal to sacrifice me, do you think there is nothing wrong with that? Try giving an animal like that to the governor. Would he be pleased with you or grant you any favors? Now, you priests, try asking God to be good to us. He will not answer your prayer, and it will be your fault." The Lord Almighty says, "I wish one of you would close the temple doors so as to prevent you from lighting useless fires on my altar. I'm not pleased with you. I will not accept the offerings you bring me. People from one end of the world to the other honor me. Everywhere they burn incense to me and offer acceptable sacrifices. All of them honor me, but you dishonor me when you say that my altar is worthless and when you offer on it food that you despise. You say, 'How tired we are from all of this,' and you turn up your nose at me. As you're offering to me, you bring a stolen animal or one that is lame or sick. Do you think I will accept that from you? A curse on the cheater who sacrifices a worthless animal to me, when he has in his flock a good animal that he promised to give me. For I am a great king, and the people of all nations fear me." The Lord Almighty says to the priests, "This command is for you. You must honor me by what you do. If you will not listen to what I say, then I will bring a curse on you. I will put a curse on the things you receive for your support. In fact, I have already put a curse on them, because you do not take my command seriously. I will punish your children and rub your faces in the dung of the animals you sacrifice, and you will be taken out to the dung heap. Then you will know that I have given you this command, so that my covenant with the priests, the descendants of Levi, will not be broken. In my covenant, I promised them life and well-being, and this is what I gave them, so that they might respect me. In those days, they did respect and fear me. They taught what is right, not what was wrong. They lived in harmony with me, but they did what was right themselves. but they also helped many others to stop doing evil. It is the duty of priests to teach the true knowledge of God. People should go to them to learn my will, because they are the messengers of the Lord Almighty. But now you priests have turned away from the right path. Your teaching has led many to do wrong. You've broken the covenant I made with you. So I, in turn, will make the people of Israel despise you, because you do not obey my will. And when you teach my people, you do not treat everyone alike. Don't we all have the same Father? Didn't the same God create us all? Then why do we break our promises to one another? And why do we despise the covenant that God made with our ancestors? The people of Judah have broken their promise to God and done a horrible thing in Jerusalem and all over the country. They have defiled the temple which the Lord loves. Men have married women who worship foreign gods. May the Lord remove from the community of Israel those who did this, and never let them again participate in the offerings our nation brings to the Lord Almighty. This is another thing you do. You drown the Lord's altar with tears, weeping and wailing, because he no longer accepts the offerings you bring him. You ask why he no longer accepts them. It is because he knows that you have broken your promise to the wife you married when you were young. She was your partner, and you have broken your promise to her. Although you promised before God that you would be faithful to her, didn't God make you one body and spirit with her? What was his purpose in this? It was that you should have children who are truly God's people. So make sure that none of you breaks his promise to his wife. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel. I hate it when one of you does such a cruel thing to his wife. Make sure that you do not break your promise to be faithful to your wife. You have tired the Lord out with your talk, but you ask, how have we tired him? By saying, the Lord Almighty thinks all evildoers are good. In fact, he likes them. Or by asking, where is the God who is supposed to be just? The Lord Almighty answers, I will send my messenger to prepare the way for me. Then the Lord you are looking for will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger you long to see will come and proclaim my covenant. But who will be able to endure the day when he comes? Who will be able to survive when he appears? He will be like strong soap, like a fire that refines metal. He will come to judge the one who refines and purifies silver. As a metal worker refines silver and gold, so the Lord's messengers will purify the priest, so that they will bring to the Lord the right kind of offerings. And the offerings which the people of Judah and Jerusalem bring to the Lord will be pleasing to him, as they used to be in the past. The Lord Almighty says, I will appear among you to judge, and I will testify at once against those who practice magic, against adulterers, against those who give false testimony, those who cheat employees out of their wages, and those who take advantage of widows, orphans, and foreigners, against all who do not respect me. I am the Lord, and I do not change. And so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not yet completely lost. You, like your ancestors before you, have turned away from my laws and have not kept them. Turn back to me, and I will turn to you. But you ask, what must we do to turn back to you? I ask you, is it right for a person to cheat God? Of course not, yet you are cheating me. How, you ask? In the matter of tithes and offerings, a curse is on all of you because the whole nation is cheating me. Bring the full amount of your tithes to the temple, so that there will be plenty of food there. Put me to the test, and you will see that I will open the windows of heaven and pour out on you in abundance all kinds of good things. I will not let insects destroy your crops, and your grapevines will be loaded with grapes. Then the people of all nations will call you happy, because your land will be a good place to live. You've said terrible things about me, says the Lord, but you ask, what have we said about you? You have said, it's useless to serve God. What's the use of doing what he says, or of trying to show the Lord Almighty that we are sorry for what we have done? As we see it, proud people are the only ones who are happy. Evil people not only prosper, but they test God's patience with their evil deeds and get away with it. Then the people who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard what they said. In his presence, there was written down in a book a record of those who feared the Lord and respected him. They will be my people, says the Lord Almighty. On the day when I act, they will be my very own. I'll be merciful to them, as parents are merciful to the children who serve them. Once again, my people will see the difference between what happens to the righteous and to the wicked, to the person who serves me and the person who does not. The Lord Almighty says, the day is coming when all proud and evil people will burn like straw. On that day they will burn up, and there will be nothing left of them. But for you who obey me, my saving power will rise on you like the sun and bring healing like the sun's rays. You'll be as free and happy as calves let out of a stall. On the day when I act, you will overcome the wicked, and they will be like the dust under your feet. Remember the teaching of my servant Moses, the laws and commands which I gave him at Mount Sinai for all the people of Israel to obey. But before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, I will send you the prophet Elijah. He will bring fathers and children together again. Otherwise, I would have to come and destroy your country. So the book of Malachi honestly feels like a recap of everything that we have read this year, where, we have some name dropping. We have Jacob and Esau, and really just like the points that are being driven here are the Lord's love for Israel and the fact that the Lord never withheld his love, that he never withheld his care from them, and how there was always a moment of, okay, Lord, we will turn towards you, we will serve you, and then a moment of turning away, and just this cycle that is being repeated. And again, the Lord being a steadfast and a kind, loving king, who's also a God who knows when enough is enough. And there's this constant, attempt, of the Lord saying, this is how you honor me. This is how you can be reconciled back through sacrifices. But even in your sacrifices, you're not giving your whole heart. This wouldn't even fly with the governor. Why would it work with me? And so then the Lord's talking about the day of judgment is near. And something that feels very similar to something that we will read soon is, you have tired the Lord out with your talk, but you ask, how have we tired him? And then the Lord's saying, like, this is how you did it. And then the Lord is saying, I ask you, is it right for a person to cheat God? Of course not, yet you are cheating me. How you ask? In the matter of tithes and offerings. And so the Lord goes into, put me to test and see that I will pour out on you abundance of all kinds and good things. And I feel like that is, you know, that's in there for someone, if not all of us, you know, to really trust the Lord with our finances and not to rob the Lord. And then there's the God's promise of mercy. There's a promise where he's merciful. Once again, my people will see the difference between what happens to the righteous and to the wicked, and to the person who serves me and to the one who does not. And then we end with, the day of the Lord is coming. This is how we end the Old Testament, where it is this, the day is coming when all proud and all evil people will burn like straw. On that day they will burn up, and there will be nothing left of them. But for you who obey me, my saving power will rise on you like the sun and bring healing like the sun's rays. You will be as free and happy as calves let out of a stall. On the day when I act, you will overcome the wicked, and they will be like dust under your feet. Remember the teachings of my servant Moses, the laws and the commands which I gave him at Mount Sinai for all the people of Israel to obey. Before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, I will send you the prophet Elijah. He will bring fathers and children together again. Otherwise, I would have to come and destroy your country. That last part, honestly, is really interesting to me because this is the last thing that we have of God's word. Like, I would be curious to see if, like, this was the last thing that people were given. And then we had I believe, 400 years where God was silent. And so then we have, you know, we're going to get into it tomorrow, but then we have Jesus is coming. And if you're holding on to these words, it literally is saying, I will send you the prophet Elijah. So when people are like, some say you're the prophet Elijah, some like, or has Elijah resurrected? I don't feel like people were super crazy thinking that, because this is the last thing that they were told. And then also that there is going to be, you know, like, not everything is super clear. It doesn't say, now I'm going to send you my son, watch for him in X amount of time. He's going to be born of a virgin and yada, yada, yada. Like, there's none of that. There's more so of the day of the Lord is coming and you need to be on your guard and you need to be ready. And so that's what we read. That's our story. That is the Old Testament for you. God, I just thank you for your word, and I thank you that in everything that we have read today, I pray that we would not forget who you are and all that you have done for us and all that you are. And God, I just pray that we would be a people who cling to your word, that we would know it as truth, that we would be a people who are faithful to you, that we wouldn't be a people who are slacking in our faith or believing one minute or when it's convenient for us and throwing everything out the window when things don't go our way. God, I pray that as we have gone through this year, that there would be endurance and faith that have been built and stored up for the weathering seasons. And I pray that it would continue to build as we finish out this year. And Lord, we are excited to read the New Testament and find you even deeper and to have a deeper understanding of you and your word and your son and what you have done for us. And I pray that it would really just click for us. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is our website. That's the place of connection. It's where you can see what's happening here in the community. So be sure to check that out. If you have prayer requests and things that we as a community can come alongside of you and encourage you and pray for you, you can call in at 800-583-2164. Wow, I definitely forgot that phone number. I was like, what are the last few digits? Oof, man. I'm praying this brain fog lifts quick because it's just so difficult. It's so tricky. But anyways, that is all for today. I'm Chyna. I love you. That concludes the month of September. It has been a crazy, crazy month. And I'm hoping and believing that October will be a month of healing and restoration and rest. And I'm excited to go through it together. That is all for today. I'm Chyna. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, DabC fam. This is Leslie from Kentucky, and I wanted to pray for Whitney. She lost a dad last year on September 24th. I'm going to pray for her real quick. God bless Whitney. Bless her family. Bless. Help her to keep going strong on the 24th September, which is tomorrow, Saturday. And God bless everyone else who lost their loved ones, whether it's been a year or 2 years or however long. I want to get through it. And God, I have lost my grandmother this year. And her birthday just came this past week, and God, just help us stay strong during these tough times. If they are believers, God, thank you for allowing them into heaven and to be with you. I hope that Minnie's father was a believer, and God, just help them to get through this tough time. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, Jew. I just listened to the podcast of September 24th, and I want to pray for you, my sister. I want to pray for you. I want to pray over your family, over China, Brian, you know, the entire Hardy family. And Jill, I thank you so much for being so vulnerable and this amazing, you know, reading that you did today with the Book of Esther. It was so amazing, so courageous. And thank you. So, Lord, please, we ask you, Lord, that you heal the entire Harding family. And Father, we also ask you that you use us, the ones that are the benefactor of their embracing of this ministry. Help us to help them, Lord, with prayers and with our tithes and with our encouragement and with our love. Father, this family took this ministry seriously. You call their names and they embrace it. And we are the ones that are benefiting from this wonderful word of yours being read fresh every single day by the entire family. Father, I ask you that you, you know, touch hearts of every single one that's listening to this prayer, to come alongside the Harding family praying for their health. And praying that your Holy Spirit will pour the anointing, special anointing, over them to guide us, to lead us to you, Lord. And Father, open our hearts so that we can help them financially, materially, spiritually, physically, as much as we can. Because, Lord, this is your family. We are your children. We love each other and we help each other. So here we are, you know, Hardy family, praying for you. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, China.
Good early morning, Dad family. It's Simone from Texas, and it's about 4:30 a.m. on the 25th, and I just heard Lady Jill. Wow. Thank you so much for your transparency on the 24th podcast. I didn't notice anything about your voice or your speech, rather, but I just wanted to thank you for being transparent and honest, and to me it just shows your humanity, and you didn't have to divulge that information, but I am praying and believing God for your healing. And you know, his word says, you know, he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. So by his stripes, Lady Jill, I speak healing to you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. I thank God that he knows your name. And I'm so grateful that he knows your name. And I will be believing for healing in Jesus' name. On the flip side, I hope you guys play this on both sides. Just here writing out my bills and thanking God for the overflow, and had a thought. The Daily Audio Bible is something I listen to every single day of my life. So what other way to show how grateful I am than to sow into this? So I'm making a commitment, and I pray everyone does on all platforms to commit to give monthly so that we can, this word can go forth to all nations all over the world and enrich and bless the lives of people all around the world. Thank you, Harding family, for this podcast. God bless you all, and I love you guys.